Fact is, I never have as much time with this guy as I want, so I'm going to get right to it. We're joined right now by an NFL insider for The Athletic, co-host of the GM Shuffle podcast. He is an author. He is a three-time Super Bowl winner. He is co-creator of The Daily Coach. He is Michael Lombardi. Michael, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So, Michael, when we're talking about Aaron Rodgers and the situation, you know, it goes back to the drafting of Jordan Love. I'm just jumping right into this. I want to go back to 2014 because you were with the Patriots in a similar situation. That was the year the Patriots drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. How did they handle that when it came to Tom Brady?
Well, you know, the reality is because Robert Kraft has a relationship with Brady and because he realizes the importance of what Brady has done along with Coach Belichick, that there we reached out to him to let him know that we were going to select a quarterback in the second round, that this was going to be the plan moving forward in the sense that, you know, it wasn't a slap at him. It was just we needed to get some depth to back up, explain the plan to him. And, you know, what I wrote about in The Athletic, Jim, and I think this is really lost in the whole picture of Aaron Rodgers. If there would be an owner in Green Bay, somebody who appreciates and understands the value of what this player has done for his bank account, like let's just take a look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Today it came out that Brady has sold more jerseys and they've increased their jersey sales by 1,200%. That's money in the Glazers' pocket that they got from Brady being there. They appreciate that. You have to. And I think that's missing in Green Bay. Mark Murphy, the president, he runs the team like it's his athletic department. There's no one going and reaching out and really schmoozing with their best player.
I think that's really interesting. Like, he's more of an AD than he is an owner. So if you were in the Packers organization and you were drawing up the list of priorities, where does keep Aaron Rodgers happy fall on that list of priorities?
Number one, after the season, I said the first thing I would have done is gone to him and extend his contract and said, look, Aaron, I understand that you're in the same bracket as Russell Wilson, that you're in the same pay scale, believe it or not, as Jared Goff. But when Dak Prescott's deal gets done, you and I need to sit down and we need to revisit it because I know you're a better player than Dak Prescott. And here's where you have to. It's easy for me to say just play with the contract. Well, Dak Prescott makes $40 million a year. That's $7 million more than Aaron Rodgers makes. If he's going to play three more years for me, that's $21 million he's losing out over his career. That's just not like a little piece of the pie. That's significant. And players understand that. And he's our franchise. Trust me, he's put more than $21 million into the bank account for the Green Bay Packers franchise than anybody. And so you had to do that. Once the season was over, you needed to revisit that conversation.
Michael Lombardi is joining us. We're talking about the Packers situation. Michael, what about this? I mean, could you argue the fact that this goes back even before the Jordan Love pick and actually goes back to when the Packers hired Matt LaFleur? Does this have any impact on where they are right now?
I believe it does because for me, when you have a marquee quarterback, somebody who's experienced, and you hire a coach who really wasn't very good as the offensive coordinator at Tennessee. They ranked 27th in the National Football League in offensive football when Matt LaFleur was running their team. They got better when Arthur Smith took over. And let's be real honest, there was a game against the Baltimore Ravens against Don Martindale, who can't get a head coaching interview, where Martindale didn't even allow him to get it convert a third down. And so, you know, Rodgers needs stimulation. He needs somebody that's going to go in there and really, really embrace what he wants to do. And I think that LaFleur's a young coach learning how to become a head coach, right? That puts another burden on the back of Aaron Rodgers. Do you really think that the 26 regular season wins the Packers would have would be there if it wasn't for Aaron Rodgers? Does anybody think that that coaching staff is allowing them to win? I mean, Mike Pettine doesn't really, he's gone after a year. So my point here is you hired a young coach who's growing. You put more on Rodgers' plate to carry the team.
Michael Lombardi is an NFL insider for The Athletic. He is the co-host of the GM Shuffle podcast. He is the co-creator of The Daily Coach. So, Michael, the team has been pretty emphatic about we're not moving this guy. We're not going to trade this guy. Can you see a scenario where they would trade him?
No, I don't. I mean, nobody wants that blood on their hands. Nobody wants to walk away in their career knowing you were the guy that traded Aaron Rodgers, especially coming off an MVP season. I mean, seriously, he was the MVP of the league. You're going to go trade him now? How do you sell that? Now, look, Packer fans will be Packer fans for the rest of their life, but that will scar anyone for the rest of their life. I think they have to try to make nice. They got to find a way to make peace. You know, I'm not buying that it's he doesn't like Gutekunst because the organization is run by Murphy. Murphy splintered the organization. When Ted Thompson retired, then Murphy decided to take the power of the football operations away from Ted Thompson, who had it in his contract. He gave the GM title to Gutekunst. He didn't give the authority to Gutekunst. He kept it for himself, and he made the coach and the general manager report to him directly. In the past, the general manager had the coach reporting to him because he was in control of all football operations. That's a huge difference.
So that's a huge difference. Do you think that they make this thing right with Rodgers? And if not, could you really see him walking away from the game?
Well, that then benefits the Packers because in everyone's contract, if you retire, you have to start paying back money on your retirement, on the bonus. I mean, that's what happened with Andrew Luck. But Jim Irsay, once again, appreciating what Andrew Luck did for his franchise, the value he increased his franchise by, said, you know what, Andrew, I don't want that signing bonus money back. You keep it. They have that right to ask him for that back, and that's the only caveat that they have over Aaron Rodgers is to say, look, if you want to play, if you want to retire, you're going to have to pay us back. And that becomes really a game of chicken. Who's going to blink first?
Michael, I mean, if they're being honest, is there any part of the Packers that would be happy to see Aaron retire and just be done with this whole thing so they can start the succession plan and not have to worry about this?
Well, I can't imagine it because, I mean, they've watched Jordan Love practice. And if their confidence in Jordan Love is at an all-time high, they wouldn't be screaming that there's no way they're trading Aaron Rodgers. They wouldn't be screaming that. If they felt like Jordan Love, based on the practices, we didn't see him play last year, Jim, so we don't know. But my hunch is I don't think Jordan Love's ready for primetime. I think it's going to take a little bit more time. And I think if that really causes for alarm, I mean, where would the Packers' win total be if they didn't have this player? They wouldn't be the favorite of the North. It would be Minnesota, even though Minnesota's going through a little bit of rebuilding. The Packers defensively have never been dominant. We saw that in the playoff game. Their right tackle, their left tackle situation because of Bakari's injury last year. This is not an overly talented team. This is a team that has a talented quarterback who makes everybody else better.
Michael Lombardi, my guest. Really quickly, Michael, a few weeks back, you and I spoke about the 49ers and what they might do with that third pick. Ultimately, they go with Trey Lance. What did you make of that decision?
I think they got cold feet. I think it was for Mac Jones. And I think the pressure around Mac Jones, I think that they decided to go with Trey Lance. I'm not buying it was Trey Lance all along. Too many people in the league told me it was Mac Jones. They traded up for Mac Jones. Even Adam Schefter reported today they were in love with, they got almost walked down the aisle with Mac Jones, and they found someone else to marry.
That's really interesting, right? So really quickly, what do you think about the pick itself and the upside? Is this going to work out for them, and is it ultimately going to be the right choice?
I think that's going to take time. I mean, look, let's face it. Trey Lance isn't ready to play. Through 317 passes, the least amount of any first-round quarterback in the history of the game. He's going to take some time to play. He's going to make a lot of mistakes. I think he's a year away from really us evaluating him.
He is an NFL insider for The Athletic. He is a three-time Super Bowl winner, co-host of the GM Shuffle podcast, and co-creator of The Daily Coach. He is Michael Lombardi. Michael, I appreciate you and the time, as always. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jim.
Michael Lombardi.